And Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Today, at the end of last week's parsha, we're going to focus on that today. After Makas Barad, that Moshe Rabbeinu was called in very urgently into Paro's castle, and Paro begs of him to daven to Hashem to stop the Barad. So it says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Kaftes, Vayomer Elav Moshe, Moshe told Paro, Kitsesi Seir, when I will leave the city, Efoset Kapaya Hashem, I will daven to Hashem. What does it mean when I'll leave the city? Why does he have to leave the city? So says Rashi, Aval betocha ir lo itpalel. He did not daven in the city. Lefi sheitam melea gilulim. The city was full with Avodah Zarah, and you're not allowed to daven where there's Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to leave the city. And the obvious question is, so how come Moshe Rabbeinu never said that till now? This is Makas Barad, which is the seventh plague, the beginning of that third plague. You know, we say the Makas are called Datzach Adash Ba'achav. So how come only now Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, Kitsesi Seir? So maybe one of the answers could be the following. Obviously, also previously, Moshe Rabbeinu had to leave the city if he has to daven where there's no Avodah Zarah. But only now Moshe Rabbeinu allowed himself to say it to Paro. Why? So we know in the Haggadah, Rabbi Yehuda Ayah Noisa Bem Simanim, he divided the 10 Makas into three groups, Datzach, Adash, Ba'achav. And everybody wants to understand, what is he saying here, Rabbi Yehuda? Just to divide into three groups, what's the big deal? Anybody could do that. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Ayah Noisa Bem Simanim, and he would divide it into three groups? So answers the Abravanel on his commentary to Chumash, and it's brought down in the Kli Yoker in the beginning of this week's Pasha, and the Maral and the Gurari says something pretty similar. It's not a random division. Each group was coming to teach Paro a different lesson. And if you look carefully, you'll see in this week's Pasha, the beginning of, before Makas Dam, it says, Leman teda ki ani Hashem. I want you to know that I'm God. And then that's Dam. And then comes Datzach, the beginning of that group of Dever. There it says, Leman teda ki ani Hashem bekerev haaretz, in the world. And here before Barad it says, Leman teda ki ein kamoni b'chol haaretz. Three different terminologies in the beginning of each group. Says the Abravanel, because there's three kinds of kfiras that are being now dealt with. Kfir number one is that there's no God. Kfir number two, that there is a God, but he's not everywhere. And kfir number three is that there is a God, and he can't do whatever he wants. He's limited by science or by others. The three groups are divided parallel to these kind of three kfiras. Datzach was coming to teach him, Ani Hashem. There is a God. The next group, Adash, is coming to teach him, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz. I'm everywhere. The third group is coming to teach him, Ki Ein Kamoni B'chol Haaretz. There's no one like me, no one can stop me. How come Dam Tzvadeh Kinim explained one message, Arov Dever Shechin, the other message? So the Kli Yoker, in the beginning, in Per example, Pasuk Zayin, this expression quotes the Maharai, and it took me a while to figure out who the Maharai means. He means Marino Rav Yitzchak Abravanel, explains why Dam Tzvadeh Kinim are teaching Ani Hashem, Arov Dever Shechin is coming to teach Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz, and Barad Arbe Choshech Pchores is coming to teach Ani Hashem Kein Kamoni B'chol Haaretz. Okay, but that's the given. Paro, therefore, before the second session wasn't over yet, is not taught yet Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz. Consequently, Moshe will not tell him Kitsesi Seir, because before you're aware of this fundamental, you will interpret it. You know how come he has to leave the city? Because I guess God is there and not here. Like, If I say I'm going to Manchester to meet someone, why can't you meet him here? Because he's in Manchester. Is he not in London? So I got to go to Manchester. It will be lifnei iver to go. It will be a stumbling block to Paro to go tell him ketzesi sa'ir prior to the time that he's aware that Hashem is everywhere. Because the simple understanding ketzesi sa'ir would mean I got to go out of town because that's where I could see him. I can't see him elsewhere. Only once we concluded this second session and it's been already given and taught ki ani Hashem bekerv ha'aretz, now Moshe Rabbeinu could allow himself the liberty of telling him ketzesi sa'ir and it will not lead to kfira. Because Paro knows that Hashem is everywhere. If Hashem is everywhere, so why do you have to leave the city? I guess there's some issue that prevents him from dominating here, which was the truth, Avodah Zarah. But prior to this, telling it to him earlier would be failing Paro. And the whole purpose of the Makkos is to teach him and guide him.